So I visited Dr. Lamon, who's in Indianapolis now, and he sparked my interest about the Truman property. Truman property is located in Grandview, Kansas, near Kansas City. It holds historical and spiritual significance. Originally, it was owned by President Truman. This 50-acre property ties his legacy to the work of International House of Prayer in Kansas City. International House of Prayer purchased the land from a Jewish couple who had bought it from Truman. They wanted to develop it as a hub of prayer, worship, support for nation and unity of Israel. I found the story interesting because it reveals how mainstream Christian organizations have supported the nation of Israel through financial contributions, prayer, and personal involvement. Baldwin, 2008, explains this as an example how organizations are often led into false teachings about modern Israel and its place in biblical prophecy. Truman, the 33rd President of the United States, played a pivotal role in recognizing the modern state of Israel in 1948. Despite facing political opposition, Truman stood firm in his decision and belief, believing his actions aligned with God's purpose for Israel. So Truman had a strong belief of Israel. After Truman's death, 58-acre property connected his legacy was sold to a Jewish family. In 1998, exactly 50 years after the initial sale, the family sold the land to International House of Prayer at a very reduced rate, and they even had a Texas businessman paid millions and millions of dollars, covered the cost of acreage. According to their site, this transaction was seen as a prophetic act, marking a land for God's purposes. They embraced the land, now referred to as the Truman property, as a center of prayer ministry. Bickle, who was the leader of the International House of Prayer, noted in a 2023 broadcast, the transaction was not coincidental. It was part of God's divine orchestration and fulfillment of prophetic words to transform the land into a place of unity between Jews and Christians. In 1999, Mike Bickle formed the International House of Prayer as a charismatic evangelistic organization based in Kansas City. It was known for its global prayer room, which operated 24/7 with live worship teams, prayer, ministry on Bible study, worship, fasting, Israel, works of justice. According to the website, much of their mission is united is to unite Jews and Christians in anticipation of Christ's return. Worry describes their focus as advancing continuous prayer and worship while proclaiming the beauty of Jesus and the glorious return. The International House of Prayer has undertaken various initiatives to promote Israel, including Isaiah 62, Global 21 Days of Prayer, Fasting for Israel, inspired by Isaiah 62:6-7. This event gathers believers from around the world to pray for peace and salvation of Israel. It holds daily prayer meetings in its global prayer room, interceding for God's purpose for Israel. They believe awakening Jews to God of Israel, and Jesus will hasten Christ's return. according to Warrior 2023. The Truman property was envisioned as a place where Jews and Christians could unite in worship, symbolizing reconciliation and unity. Their mission was to make the property a hub, to build prayer rooms dedicated to justice, worship, intercession for Israel, to educate believers on Israel and studies, to build a 5,000-seat room for outreach to Israel. The Truman property, a significant site, has been central to the mission of fostering unity between Jews and Christian communities. In May 2022, it's initiated a 24-hour prayer session on the property, making this a step for the vision. But in 2023, misconduct, alleged allegations against the founder, Mike Bickle, led to the leadership change, financial difficulties, and restructuring. Dr. Lim, who I talked to, was a former leader involved in Truman's property development, stated during the transition, an advocacy group rose to stop the development of Truman land. Plans have halted for development land as of January 2025. No publicly available evidence of the construction on the property exists, according to KSHB 41 News report. Recent organizational challenges have likely impacted developmental plans. In April 2024, announced reorganization process due to financial difficulty and allegation against its founder. These attacks highlight uncertainty surrounding the future of Truman property. Dr. Lehman moved back to Indianapolis. He's the doctor up at IU. And Bickle's in Canada. So after allegations, they split and a lot of controversy. So appears that God put a halt to the development of the property. So the project is a cautionary tale, propaganda for organizations seeking to align with their false belief in God's purposes. While their vision was created a space for unity and worship between Jews and Christians, challenges and missteps have hindered the process. These examples remind us that a lack of understanding of biblical Israel can lead to misguided efforts among the Christians. As believers, we must remain rooted in Scripture and seek God's wisdom to discern His plans. Let this story encourage us to act with integrity, humility, faithfulness, and knowing who Israel is as we serve God. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, for thou hast rejected knowledge. I also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. When a group forgets God's law, God forgets them. So this was kind of prelude to propagation, Holocaust, same today in many mainstream Christian organization. They misguide the people because of lack of knowledge, lack of God's law, and it says that I will forget thy children.